with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes the T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. From Ann Arbor to Traverse City and other parts a little bit farther north, we are going to jet up to Onaway, Michigan. It's on your way to everywhere. And talk to our friend who is the proprietor at the 211 Bar and Grill. This is a place, if you've not been to, you've got to give it a legitimate try. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Is this Bob?
Hey, Matt. This is Bob. That was Jop, and we're talking with Matt Pasella.
Yep.
How do you say that?
Pasella.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a year, bud.
Yeah, boy, we have a good time last year, eh?
We had a wonderful time, and we're talking with Matt Pasella. It's the 211 Bar and Grill. It's in Onaway. It's right on Black Lake, actually, down the road from Onaway. It is at the end of Highway M211. And just a very cool, it's a geographical anomaly.
Yeah, it is.
And right
it
across is. The street is a state park and this 10,000-acre Black Lake on the edge of that. It's just, I mean, if you've never been to Black Lake, tell them what they're going to miss.
Well, I mean, this year, last year we had great weather, too. This year, though, the ice is a lot better. We got snow all day yesterday and looks like snow all week. So... and the shivery this year, they're officially doing a shivery this year with a beer tent, and they'll have vendors and stuff like that out on ice. So it's going to be a good time this year, no doubt.
Good place to bring your snowmobiles. Now, the grilling guys are going up, and this is February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Sturgeon season opens up on the 2nd. You can register Friday and or Saturday. Right here across the street from the bar, there's 211 State, the Onaway State Park, which they're doing registration there.
Yep, great place to bring your snowmobile.
So they're going to be allowing 7 sturgeon, from what we're told, and that'll start Saturday morning, at 8 a.m. So as soon as they're taken, then it's over, But the festival is still going on at the north end of the lake, and we're kind of at the southeast end of the lake, but. It's gonna be a dandy this year. So
it will, and the grilling guys will be there. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're going to be at the 211 Bar and Grill. This is Matt Pasella, and we are going to sign off with you, Matt. Thanks for joining us, and
okay,
we'll talk to you in two weeks, buddy.
We'll be waiting to see you guys.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
And now on the grilling line, we have our favorite Cajun, T. Gidd.
Hey, Bob, Jop, how y'all been?
Oh, man, I tell you what, we're living a dream up here. I'm fighting a head cold, and it's going to be above freezing today, so the two of those are kind of pushing me in one direction, but we want to talk a little bit about how to grill up some Cajun fish. We're going to be doing a couple of fish fries here, and we want to see what you got for us.
Well, I tell you what, we talked a little bit about it on the phone yesterday, and I've been racking my brain. When it comes to fish, now y'all talking about sturgeon. I don't even know what that is, but
it's a dinosaur in the water.
Yeah. Well, we got redfish down here. Some people call it a bull drum, but redfish, speckled trout, freshwater bass. Those are the favorite things that I like to grill. Fish on the grill. And as far as seasoning, what I like to do is I take a little special concoction of. Different seasonings and blends, dill wheat, cayenne pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, of course, a little salt and pepper, and they have this, McCormick has this Greek seasoning blend, so you get a little Cajun Greek thing going on that fish, and just kind of oil it down with a little grapeseed oil, and then dust it real heavily with this this blend, and then just get the grill real hot. You can even put a cast iron flat plate on the grill if you want to give it a little pan sear, which is how I like it. And just throw your fish on and flip it about a minute on each side, and depending on how thick it is, and cook it to about 170 internal temperatures. Absolutely off the hook.
You put a little Bad Byrons on that sometimes too, don't you?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, bad Byron's butt rub is probably in everything that I cook, which, you know, I was talking to Bad Byron. He modeled it after a local seasoning company, Tony Sashry's. However, you know, salt is probably the cheapest ingredient in all these seasonal blends. And unfortunately, because it's the least expensive, they put too much and kind of hold back on some of the herbs. So Bad Byron and designing his own composition rub basically used that as a base and then just kind of put more herbs. That's why you pay a little bit more, but you get a little bit more quality and flavor in the seasoning.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking to the man himself, T. Gidd, from Percy Guidry Company in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we're always so honored to talk to any one of the Guidrys.
I love it when you call me T. Gidd.
Yeah, well, you know, you are just a great friend, and I suppose I'll be graced with your presence in Orlando here in a couple months. So we'll have
HPBA show coming up, and looking forward to seeing you guys. I need to get you down here, man. I mean, we got, like right now, I just left the duck and goose pond. I'm heading into work, but, you know, we need to get you down here for trout season and catch some, like, 8-pound big old monster trout on some cut mullet. I guarantee you might never go back home.
Well, you've got a bunch of cumulus stations down there, and that sounds like a good reason to call Robin up.
Yeah, you can write that off.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, you know, speaking of cut mullets, I just did that a couple days ago, got rid of mine, so I could probably fit right in and do that fishing down there.
Now. That kind of mullet.
But anyway, yeah, the Bad Byron's butt rub, we can find that stuff online. It's in all the stores down there where you are, but I've had some of that stuff. And you're right, it's kind of a universal seasoning. They've got a really good mix and not too much of the salt. So that's a good tip for our listeners out there, you bet.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Bad Byron's or buttrub.com, and like Byron always says, a little butt rub makes everything better.
Yeah. All right. Damn if it don't.
Thanks, T. Gidd, and we'll be seeing you in about a month.
Hey, guys, looking forward to it. Y'all be cool, man. Keep it between the lines.
All right, bud.
All right.
That's Keith Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company, maker of Cajun grills, by the way.
Yeah.
Legendary grill, which... I happen to have one by my pool.
Yeah, the only grill I know of that's got a stew pot on the side.
Isn't that nice?
It is, because you can make some really different dishes when you got that cast iron pot right down by the coals, and the cast iron heats evenly. We've talked about that. So no matter where the fire's hitting it convects the heat, or conducts the heat, rather. And
that grill would be perfect on the ice at Black Lake with a pot of chili in there. And some nice brats and steak sausages and stuff on the grill side.
Yeah.
Keep the lid closed, smoke that chili up.
That's going to happen,
nice.
Brother.
That's
going to make the road trip up to Black Lake with us.
We have to get a Grilling Guys trailer because it's a pretty big grill. But that Cajun grill is awesome.
I can hook that up.
Like that thing.
Yep, I can hook that up. We've got a couple of those at the shop, so that'd be awesome. But anyway, Black Lake's going to be a lot of fun. It's in Onaway, Michigan, which is way up by the bridge.
Yeah.
Just a little bit on the east side of the bridge. Monster Lake, great wintertime sports and things. Later in the show, we're actually going to be breaking down the snow report and the snowmobile trails and what's going on up north.
Yeah, that's
going to
be good. We've got a good caller on that one.
Kind of tis the season to be doing that kind of stuff out there. And if you are out there, you know, don't drink and drive. You're on a 100-mile-an-hour bullet, most of you guys that have those sleds, and just save the libations for when you're done at the end of the night, because we want to have you all back, and we want to make sure that you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every week. So you're on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.